Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The CIA's Outdoor Secret. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Kryptos is a sculpture located on the grounds of CIA headquarters, created by sculptor Jim Sanborn, installed in 1990. It has thousands of characters. They contain encrypted messages in 4 sections. 3 have been solved. The 4th section consists of 97 characters, which remains unsolved. This is Kryptos.
I love this. I love this one. I find stuff like this to be so interesting. Can you imagine being the person hired to create the sculpture and how much goes into it and how indicative it is of the mystery that surrounds the CIA with pretty much everything else? It's incredible.
Especially because the CIA, it's under lock and key. It's very secretive. It's all hush hush. But right in the front, right there, it's there for really anyone to try to crack this code. Mm-hmm. And they've been cracking the code since it's been installed. Only when you solve all 4 sections can you solve Kryptos.
Just the idea of having a coded sculpture outside the CIA is so fucking cool. I love it so much. I love that people probably work for such a long time to crack each quadrant. But of course, one remains unsolved. And that's for you, listener.
Yeah, just solve it real quick, you know, when you have a few minutes.
Could you let us know?
Jim Sanborn worked with CIA employee Ed Sheed, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, to come up with the cryptographic systems on the sculpture. It's 12 foot high. It's made of copper, granite, and wood. And it kind of looks, I don't know, I guess it kind of almost looks like computer paper kind of woven. Mm-hmm. It looks really cool, and it just has really a bunch of rando letters. Mm-hmm. Sorry to get technical, everybody. That's what's on there. And each section is separate, and how you decide on how you're going to crack this code is really up to the person trying to do it. And there's mm-hmm. been different methods to crack different things. And according to Sanborn, the sculpture contains a riddle within a riddle, which will be solvable after only all 4 encrypted passages have been deciphered. So just because you solve all 4, mm-mm. it leads to a bigger
There's one.
One
more. And once you solve that, you're in the CIA, right?
That's how you get out, actually. So we're all in the CIA until we solve this.
Oh, no.
According to Wired, in 1995, a small group of cryptanalysts mm-hmm. inside the NSA quietly deciphered the first 3 sections of the sculpture, though no one outside the agency and the CIA's top brass knew about it. In 1998, CIA analyst David Stein cracked the same 3 messages using paper and a pencil in about 400 lunchtime hours.
Whoa! A guy from the CIA took every lunch. He took his apple and his sandwich out, sit in front of it with his paper and pencil, and just went to town on this baby. Still, 400 hours?
That's like, what, 1,100 cigarettes for lunch breaks? Which you say
yeah,
it's about
a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot of cigarettes.
I'm tired already.
And imagine if he just didn't have a job. He's like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
So only CIA colleagues knew of his success. So he's the first one to do it in not publicly. Mm-hmm. Like, he quietly was like, yeah, I did it. What's
no
next?
He's
What's
like,
next?
This is, you know what? I work for the CIA. When I'm not working for the CIA, I'm cracking the code in the sculpture outside the CIA building.
Now he's dead.
What?
No, kidding. He's fine. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Oh. I'm not trying to put anything out there. He's fine.
A roller coaster.
David Stein is fine.
Stein is fine.
Spread the word.
Stein is fine. 2021.
A year later, California computer scientist Jim Gillis, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but of course.
The Galoogie family.
Yes. He gained public notoriety when he cracked the same 3 messages by using a Pentium 2. So he was like, I'm going to use this computer, this fad.
Yeah, I'm going to get into this via technology.
The other guy used a paper and a pencil.
And his lunch break. More valuable than all of this.
They're like, hey, David, we're going to go to Subway. He's like, no, thanks. I'm going to crack this code. And they're like, all right, dude.
This is whatever. What we do literally all day. Okay.
So the first part, this is what was deciphered. Between subtle shading and the absence of light lies the nuance of inquisition. I-Q-L-U-S-I-O-N. Not right. A word.
Not, but no idea.
Purposeful.
Got it.
Purposefully spelled like that. Okay. It's also part of the thing.
Okay.
So that's part one. All the letters and stuff, they put that together. That's what they came up with.
Okay.
Part two. It was totally invisible. How's that possible? They used the Earth's magnetic field. The information was gathered and transmitted underground to an unknown location. Does what? Langley know about this? They should. It's buried out there somewhere. Who knows the exact location? Only WW. This was his last message. 38 degrees, 57 minutes, 6.5 seconds north, 77 degrees, 8 minutes, 44 seconds west, ID by Rose. That's part two.
What?
That was what was deciphered.
I'm not even sure what you just said to me.
You wouldn't because it's just like another clue. That's what you glean from all those random letters.
Oh, boy.
Part three.
Part three.
Where's the beef? No.
I was going to say.
Slowly, desperately, slowly, the remains of passage debris that encumbered the lower part of the doorway was removed. With trembling hands, I made a tiny breach in the upper left-hand corner. In the widening the hole a little, I inserted the candle and peered in. The hot air escaping from the chamber caused the flames to flicker. But presently, details of the room within emerged from the mist. Can you see anything? That's part three.
Oh, my God.
And the fourth section, right after this break. Now, according to New York Times, Jim Sanborn released a new clue, or new to when this article was, because people are in the midst of solving it, still unsolved. Mm-hmm. It's 97 characters, and the clue is northeast. Now, that's just a one-word hint. So that is the third and final clue. The other two hints were clock and Berlin. And there's this, which is another episode, there's this clock, I think it's called the Berlin clock, where it's technically a clock, but it's just these flashing lights. It looks like this kind of like sci-fi thing.
Okay.
Plus Berlin, you say Berlin, you're like, cool. Whatever it is, it's very cool.
Yeah, obviously.
It's Cold War cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what we call it. And once you solve all of those, you will have solved Kryptos.
Maybe it's just like the type of learner I am, but the way that you're describing this to me, I'm even more confused than when we started. I'm like, okay, this and that and this and the clues.
They're
and
using like 17th century
I know,
old texts and stuff. Like
and how they got to the conclusion of each of the solving of the puzzles. It's just like, how did that work? This is clearly beyond my intelligence capability. But I still want it. You know, I want to solve. Can someone solve it out there for me and then explain it to me like an idiot? No?